from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Oh, hit at 239 with 8 home runs and 30 runs batted in. Well hit fly ball deep to right field. Forget it, it's going to go. There it goes. Home run.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
They want his clock. Produce his job. They want to be down with the grand.
What is this? What is this? Run DMC or something like that? What is this? I have no idea. What is it?
Yes, Run DMC.
Is it?
Yeah.
That was a good guess, right?
Yeah, great track too, man.
Yeah? What's the name of this song?
The King. Down with the King.
Down with the King. Okay. I learn something every day. Good guess, though. Run DMC, right? That was a good guess.
What?
They do a really great version of Walk This Way with Steve Tyler. They do. They do. You can pop that up, too, if you want to do that. 888-808-1019. Beningo filling in for the midday guys. It's like the old days, except no Evan, right? Evan's not here this week, right? He's on vacation. Where is he, like in North Carolina or something like that?
Yeah.
Is that where he is?
Yes. North or South Carolina?
Yeah, because I know he's got family down there. I think his wife has family down there. So
he's still working, though.
What do you mean still working?
He's done podcasts like every night.
So he does a podcast like every day?
Pretty much.
Wow. Really?
We did one drunk the other day.
Yeah, I heard that. This is the Rico Bronya podcast,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
He's actually got a little statue of Rico Bronya here.
That's his favorite.
No, I know
guy.
That's his guy. I get it. I totally get it. But, yeah, so he did it. So you did it drunk too?
Yeah.
So you were up here. He was down there.
No, we just do it on, online.
Right.
And we had a good
was
time.
Was the intention to do it drunk?
Yes, we do it once a year where we both get drunk.
Okay.
And it was perfect because the Mets lost, so we got some.
Which game was this now? This the game they lost to Colorado?
Yeah, the Tuesday game. It was pathetic.
Right. Yeah. No, it was bad. No doubt about it. Wow. So, okay. Now do you do all these podcasts with him?
Not all of them drunk, but yeah.
No, I don't mean drunk, but on a regular basis. I mean, do you?
Yeah, I'm the producer / co-host of the show. So.
You are? Wow. Right, good for you. Are you doing shows too or what?
Yeah, I'm on tonight.
What are you doing? Overnight?
Midnight to 5.
That's the overnight.
Yeah.
Midnight to 5.
That's my...
You actually giving McMonagle the night off? Oh, I guess because it's a Saturday show, right?
I do every Saturday, right. 2 to 6, because because the Yankee game got rained out, I'm doing midnight to 5.
Yeah.
So...
See, I never did... When I do, I did the overnights all those years, I never did a Saturday show. Never, 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 never. 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 And how about the guy that gets to do the show when they change the clock and they go back an hour, right? And you get
That's
hosed,
the worst.
Right? I mean, could you imagine that? Unbelievable.
What's the longest shift you've actually done on air? You usually do a mic shift.
Oh, that's it. Let me tell you, I would do, when I was doing the overnight, there were times I did 12 to 5:30. So I, by myself. But it was such a different world back then. And the overnight shows were just completely caller-driven shows. Completely. Right? But they would fly by. The worst shows were the Summer of Love shows with Evan filling in for Mike. Oh, they were terrible. Oh, my God. And, and it was always in the summer, right? So it's like 85 degrees and gorgeous out. and I'm stuck in here for 5.5 freaking hours, okay? Evan and I, we hated it. I mean, really, we did. I mean, and Evan will tell you that, too. We didn't get any more money for it. And the other thing, too, and I hope Chernoff's listening, the other thing, too, it prevented me, because this is when I was doing television. I was doing SNY at that time, the old Daily News live show. So I couldn't do the show because I had to do it fill in here. So I would lose money with that. So I'm just pointing it out. So, you know, and I got to say this, okay? I understand he made, you know, $80 million a year, Mike, or whatever he was making, okay? You know, he was making a lot of money. It wasn't $80 million, but he was making a lot. How you could do alone that 1 to 6:30, oh, that was terrible. God bless him for doing that. Right, Dove?
That's a rough stretch.
Brutal. No, the word brutal would come to mind. And Evan and I, honestly, seriously, you could ask Evan this. We hated doing that. Hated it. Mark. Just want to say, if you're listening, I don't know if you are. 888-808-1019. Oh, we got Town Fair Tire? Okay, hold on. Let's see. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that Town Fair Tire, that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody, and nobody on top of that beats Town Fair Tire, nobody. And nobody really cares that we hated doing that show either. Yeah, I mean, I get it. I don't expect sympathy. All right. Jim in Eatontown is on the Fan. Jim, how are you? Hi, Jim.
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's up, Jim?
I just wanted to talk about this Aaron Rodgers stuff going on, about being held out of practice because of a little bad weather.
Mm-hmm.
I know I've heard a couple times on this show mention that you know, you need to play in the preseason. Injuries happen when you're not mm-hmm. getting up to game speed. And I disagree with holding them out. I mean, I get coming off the injury, you got to be precautious. You know, take some precautionary measures to make sure he's ready to go for game one. 20-year veteran, but I just disagree with it. I think you need to get on the field with other teams, regardless mm-hmm. of who you are, mm-hmm. and get caught up to game speed. I think it helps prevent injuries over hurting someone.
Yeah, I don't really care. As long as he is healthy and gives me a full season of playing, that's all I care about. So if they want to hold him out of basically a meaningless scrimmage, okay, I have no problem with that. I really don't. You got a problem with that, huh?
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's the new school of thought. You know, put these guys in bubble wrap, hold mm-hmm. them off to the season, and I just feel like I've seen it hurt more people than it's helped.
Yeah.
Get out there, play, game speed. If you're going to get hurt, I think you're going to get hurt anyway, to be honest. I think you need to be out there playing.
Okay, so you want him playing in the preseason games?
I would like to see him a quarter. Give him a quarter of action, two okay. quarters of action. I don't want him coming out raw in the regular season without taking a single snap.
Yeah.
I mean, he missed an entire year last year.
Yeah, I have – if they want to – you know, look, I think it's going to come down to this. And I know Salah has said he's not going to play him in the preseason, but I would think that if Rodgers wants to play in the preseason, he's going to play. That's me. I would think it would come down to his call, no matter what the coach has said to this point. That's my feeling.
I agree. I think it'd be ridiculous if he wanted to play to hold him out.
Yeah,
a guy with his right. status.
If Rodgers wants to play a quarter or a half or whatever in a preseason game, I don't care. But that's fine. But that, to me, if it's up to him, if he wants to do it, then I would let him do it. You know, no matter what Salah says about it. But, you know, as far as yesterday in a scrimmage situation, you know, and the weather was lousy, does it really matter that he missed that scrimmage? I mean, come on. 888-808-1019. Ray in Waterbury is on the Fan. Hi, Ray.
Hi, Joe. Great show as usual. Great interview with Marty Lyons.
Thank you, Ray.
You know, Joe, he was actually drafted by the Mets. He was a pitcher for Alabama, you know.
I did not know that. I had no idea that that's the case. Is that right?
Oh, he was an outstanding pitcher. I think he was, you know, he was tried to be drafted by number one by the Mets, but, you know, he let it be known he wanted football.
Right.
But you know, Joe, you're absolutely right about the Mets. What a season they're giving us now. You know what? They're resilient, man. Wouldn't it be great if they knocked Atlanta out of the playoffs?
How about the fact? Think about this, okay? With all the pain that the Atlanta Braves have given us over the years, that the Mets right now are actually ahead of them in the standings. What? Right?
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah, Joe.
How often has that happened? I mean, I know 2 years ago when they won 101 games, they were ahead of them for a long time. But, I mean, think about that. I mean, that's unbelievable.
Joe. That's all Mendoza. He's got this club.
No
He's
doubt.
Got this club together. They love each other. You can see it.
Yeah,
you know?
I agree. I'm with you. Mendoza has done a brilliant job with this team. I wasn't too cr- I didn't know who this guy was. I know he was a Yankee bench coach. I didn't know much about him. I wasn't like thrilled when they hired him, but boy, has he turned out to be the real deal. No doubt about it.
Oh, he's young. They're all set for years with him. He's young. And you know what, Joe? He handles the press beautifully.
He does. He does. Yeah. The only knock, like
Thank
I said,
you,
I said this before. I appreciate the call, Ray. It's always a pleasure. The only, like I said, the only thing that bothered me this year with Mendoza was he did not defend Edwin Diaz with that suspension. That bothered me. He should have been out there screaming at the umpires. I didn't like what he said after the game either, where he said, well, this is the rule and just let it fly. That I was bothered by that. But outside of that, okay, he's been sensational. I mean, like I said, he's the best manager since Bobby Valentine. He has done a phenomenal job. I am a huge Carlos Mendoza guy. 888-808-1019. Lou and Sandy Hook is on the fan. Lou, how are you?
Oh, Joe, I'm great. Listen, first of all, it is so good to hear you on the radio.
Thank you.
Your passion for Jets and Mets, you can feel it through the radio, and I love it.
Thank you, bro.
I have 2 points that I want to make. One is about Rodgers. The other is about the NFL schedule. You know, all these guys, they're like alpha competitors. They want to be on the field, you know. So it's not really ego with him. It's kind of like that breed of an NFL player. It's like they're alpha competitors.
Right.
The other thing is we've all the coaches, it's like unwritten that the last preseason game is left for the bubble players.
Right.
To see who's going to be on the practice squad, to see who gets those last spaces. Rodgers, I think the only thing you can't replicate in practice is the speed of the game. And that's the only reason why he should want to play, is to get used to the speed of the game.
Right.
My second point
is... Well, like I said, if he wants to play in a preseason game, I think he will. Go ahead.
Now, on the season, let's face it. Football is a sport that has a ton of injuries.
Yep.
So what do? They give every team a bye week. Well, this has helped with injuries. They want to add a game. Here's what I think they should do. At the midway point of the season, have a week where nobody plays, but nobody gets their bye the week before or the week after. So nobody gets 2 weeks off.
You want? Well, hold on. You really want? You really want to shut down the NFL for a week? Come on, now you can't do that.
But here's what. But here's
that's
what
never
would
happening.
Do,
that is never now, happening. I'm telling you, that never happened.
Now you can press the Super Bowl out to President's Weekend so that where everybody gets Monday off after it. And I mean, why not press it out?
Well,
look how long hockey goes. Look how long basketball goes.
I understand that.
Why not give them a week to heal and press the Super Bowl out a week?
Look, you know it's going to go to 18 games at some point. And when it does go to 18 games, there should be two byes, not one. Two byes. But
yeah.
Never shutting the NFL down for a week. That is never going to. You know that's never happening. Never. In the middle of the season.
Yeah, then two byes and then press the Super Bowl out to President's Day weekend.
Yeah.
Joe,
yeah.
I love you, man.
Thank
I love you. It is so good to hear your voice on this radio.
Thank you.
So thank you, man. Thank you. And have a great day.
Lou, thank you so much. They will never shut the NFL down for a week. That you know that. What, you kidding? Like the first week in November, no football? Come on. You know that's not happening. But what they're going to do is they're going to eventually, it's set up for 18 games. You know it is. You know, at some point sooner than later, they're going to go to 18. But then you got to go with two byes. You have to have two byes. You have to. And I think that's the way they'll play it. I really do. 888-808-1019. Neil in Brooklyn's on the fan. Hi, Neil.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
You sit in traffic now, but later, There's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever.
Of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, how's it going, Joe? Pleasure speaking with you, man.
Thank you, Neil. Appreciate it.
Joe, just wanted to get your opinion on something I've been thinking about. So we have the Mets have all these pitchers on these one-year deals. Obviously, they're performing, you know, not spectacularly well, but they're doing a good job.
Yeah.
They've been doing a good
job
overall.
The pitching's been better than it hasn't been. You know what? It's been it's been a certainly above average pitching staff. I'll say that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I completely agree with that. My question is, why would we ever sign pitchers to long-term deals anymore? Everyone gets hurt every year. These pitchers only pan out, you know, for a year or two when they're good. Like, if I'm the Mets, I'm going all in on the offense, and I'm just riding out with these one-year deals for pitchers for the foreseeable future. I feel like pitching is now turned into kind of like a running back type of thing.
Mm.
Why pay these pitchers anymore?
Yeah. Right, look, with the starting pitching. Yeah, starting pitching's been devalued. I agree with you on that. That's for sure. You know,
I feel like, you know, if it's not going to be Severino now, you know, he's gone, and we'll bring in another pitcher for a 1-2 year deal, and kind of just, you know, plug the holes like that until one of these Christian Scotts or you know, Sproat, whatever, comes up and turns into the next, you know, hopefully DeGrom, Harvey, whoever you want, Wheeler. You know,
well yeah, or better yet, Seaver and Gooden, but never, and you know, Jerry Kuzman, yeah. But seriously. The only problem is, you know, you got to make sure you're signing the right guy to a one-year deal, you know?
For
right?
Sure.
Yeah, I mean,
sure.
The one guy that didn't work out was Hauser. I mean, you know, for all these guys that Stern signed that really turned out to be really better than we could have expected, that's the one guy that didn't really work out. So, we'll see. I get your point. And look, it is true that, you know, starting pitching has been devalued. I mean, these guys go 5 innings now and we're throwing a party. David Peterson goes 5 innings yesterday, gives up one run, and we're doing a dance. I mean, come on. That does bother me. You know, now the complete game basically is 7 innings. If you go 7 innings, that's like a complete game anymore. But it's an interesting point. But the bottom line is, you know, you got to sign the right guys. You know, they got to be the right guys. 888-808-1019. Oh, my good buddy, the great Chris in Baldwin. Chris, how are you, bro?
Joe B, what's up, babe?
My buddy, my good buddy, Chris, listens to the podcast. He was at the live podcast. We're still drinking was it Marshall Company coffee, right? Is that what, that's good stuff.
J.B. Marshall.
J.B. Marshall. Coffee. There you go.
Appreciate the shout out, Joe. Are you drinking it on the way into work? How has that commute been into the city?
I have somebody drive me in, so it hasn't been too bad. But, you know, this is it. This is the last day for, you know, I don't know when I'm cut. Well, I'm doing the Fanatics show in the city next Saturday, but I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be good. Yeah, I don't mind. Look, once or twice a year to come in here for a week is not bad. Doing it every day anymore is no way.
Commuting into the city, I take the train. It's terrible. It stinks.
Yeah. Well, I took the last 7 years that I did this, I actually took the train. You know, once one time my car broke down. This was, oh my God, what a disaster this was. My car breaks down in Manhattan. I'm on my way into the city early morning because I used to come in early morning and I used to go park my car when I was doing television. I used to park my car in Midtown right next to where SNY was, and they're not there anymore. They're downtown now. But I would park right, you know, by the garage in SNY. So I had an issue. I was lucky enough to get to the garage. Okay. I was able to get the car in the garage, and it was a disaster, Chris, getting that car out of that garage, towed out and back into Jersey. Cost me a small fortune, and that was it. I said, from now on, I'm going to be like Dolph Kramer, and I'm taking the train every day. So, yeah, commute is a job. You know, Chris, let me just say this. This is a layup. Doing the show is, you know, it couldn't be easier. But the hardest part, the job, is really coming here and going home. That's it.
Have you ever seen that picture? There was a picture that, like, was surfacing on social media of you. You looked miserable on the subway. Have you ever seen that picture?
Oh, I'm aware of it. That happened. I would say that was at least 7 or 8 years ago, right? Had to be more than that, because if I was downtown, because that's what I used to do. I used to drive in the morning when I was doing television, park downtown by SNY, and then take the subway here. That's why, so I could leave later in the day from SNY, not from down here, right? And just go home from there. Yeah, somebody took a picture of me on the subway like 6 o'clock in the morning, and it resurfaced a couple weeks ago, right? Didn't it resurface like a month ago? Yeah, that's a long time ago.
Every now and then.
Yeah. I don't know. I had no idea this guy was taking a picture of me, which is, you know, again, you never know. That's why, you know, unfortunately, it's not the 80s anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear that, man. You know, Joe, I was listening to the show yesterday, and I'm with you on Pete. I don't understand. Like, I have this argument with my little brother. He's like 18 now. He turned on Pete completely. I'm like, this guy's had one bad year, and it's not like this guy has, like you said yesterday, you were going down through his stats. He pretty much averages around 40 bombs, 120 ribbies every year, and the first down year we're ready to write him off.
Right.
I don't get it. And either way, we need him this year to produce, to have a shot to do any damage.
No, hey, you look, know, who knows, Chris? Maybe he goes, look, he had a big day yesterday. Maybe he goes on a tear now and starts to carry them for a while. I mean, you know, that would be great, you know.
I'm hoping for it. Yeah, the guy's been nothing but a stand up teammate. It seems like everyone loves him. One down year, and it's like the Mets have net. When's the last time they've had a guy averaging 40 homers and 120 ribbies? Like they make it seem like it's easy to get a guy of his caliber.
Yeah,
but
I'm with you, man. Absolutely.
I thought that you know, the we had the nice series win, beat the Cardinals. Everyone was freaking out after a bad series, a bad loss against the Angels. And like you mentioned it yesterday, too, as always, you hit it on the head. This is a 162-game season. We were red hot before the All-Star break. They had to cool off at some point. You know, I'm tired of everybody freaking out after a bad loss and, oh, the Mets fall out of the wild card standings. Well, guess what? That's going to happen a few more times. All that matters is, you know, when it's all said and done, that they finish with a playoff berth.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. You know what?
We're playing with house money.
And here's the other thing. You know, everybody talks about, you know, they haven't hit. And Chris, it's always a pleasure, bro. Everybody talks about they haven't hit that well since the All-Star break. Well, their record since the All-Star break is 12-8. They're 4 games over .500 since the All-Star break. So it's not like they're playing sub .500 baseball since the break, you know? They're 4 games over .500 since the All-Star break. So, you know, we kind of, you know, lose sight of that a little bit. Even though, you know, look, Nimmo hasn't hit like he did before the break. You know, we talked about Alonso and, you know, how he was, you know, really all year not really hitting that well. Even Lindor kind of tailed off a little bit. right? So they weren't. Alvarez isn't hit at all. I mean, let's be honest. Francisco Alvarez got hit 26 homers last year. He's got five. But here they are. There's still four games over 500 since the All-Star break, and now there's seven games over, which is the high watermark of the year. They need to break that and get to eight at least, hopefully tonight in Seattle. 888-808-1019. Beningo for BT and Sal. Break here. More of your calls. We're here till Tiki and Loogie at 2 o'clock.
Annoy people on the quiet car and call the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
It's Jersey Mike's Yankees box office blitz. We got a pair of field level tickets to see the Bronx Bombers against the Texas Rangers at Yankee Stadium on Sunday, this Sunday, August 11th. Right now, be caller number 7 for Mickey, the great Mickey Mantle. 866-540-WFAN, 866-540-9326 for your chance to win. It's all from Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop at the New York Yankees box office blitz and the Fan. The best. One of the great sandwiches you could ever have is the Jersey Mike's chicken, Philly chicken cheesesteak. Tremendous. Tremendous. 888-808-1019. Beningo, in the midday, just like the old days, without Evan, however, filling in for BT and Sal. Jim in Bayside is on the Fan. Hi, Jim.
Joe, great to hear you. Longtime Jet fan. You know, I actually feel, I don't know how to really judge Robert Saleh. I feel like he's been in the circus. The minute he spent most of his one coaching career getting up, having to spew out the biggest BS that they had this quarterback that was a royal screw-up, but he couldn't come out and say it. Mm-hmm. Every once in a while, you hear an incident with him where he speaks out or he acts out or something that just where he, it's almost like I'm in this circus. He's got a kooky owner and a kooky brother. They're like these dynasties, like the DuPonts. They're all crazy, these people. He's got a quarterback who's a kook. So he's basically, he's spending all his time. No, he's spending all his time just having to just make up these stupid press conferences. My main point is that, when you look at when Brady went to the Bucks, whole different, he was basically, I'm becoming more enamored of Brady. And, Belichick, Brady have always been public enemy number one, number two with the Jets. Before that, it was Shuler in Miami. And before that, it was the Raiders with Joe Willie. But okay. Now I'm becoming like, I'm almost ready to get a Brady bobblehead. He went to the Bucks. He was professional. He was all about winning. He went there to win. He didn't really go there to show up Belichick. He didn't go there for any other reason. He brought Gronk in because he wanted to win. He would have sold Gronk down the river if he couldn't win. Brady comes in. It's just this feeling that he's kind of playing the Mets, playing the Jets. He's a mercenary.
Until further notice. You don't think Rodgers is coming here with something to prove? I mean, you don't think that?
Let me say this.
I think Rodgers realizes what he becomes if he ever won a Super Bowl with this franchise. You know what I mean? Like he goes from being, an all-time great first ballot Hall of Famer walk-in to that, it becomes a different level. It's like what happened with Messier with the Rangers. I mean, the guy won 5 Stanley Cups with Edmonton, but the Rangers Stanley Cup put Messier on a different plane when he ended the, 54 years. We're at 56 now. If Aaron Rodgers won a Super Bowl as a Jet, he goes into a different stratosphere. Am I right? Do you agree with that?
Yeah. Let me say one thing. Because of what's happened locally in this area, my stomach's going to turn when I see Kevin Durant with a gold medal around. What he did to the net, that was a joke.
Go ahead.
That's what I'm worried about Rodgers' legacy. A guy that just comes in, cashes in, gets rid of a coach, brings in his own people that don't do any good, and now the franchise has to clean up the mess. I just,
until further notice, he has to change my mind on that. Because
well,
he's a diva.
Okay.
And there seems to be a lot of distractions that I'm just tired of, like.
Well, I don't disagree with a lot of what you're saying there. I mean, I think Rodgers is a diva. I'm not going to say that. He's certainly a little flaky, there's no doubt. But I think Rodgers came here for exactly what I'm saying. He knows where his what he becomes if he wins a Super Bowl, if he ends this hideous 56 years without a championship. He knows where his place goes. He goes into a different level. Like I said, to me, it's very similar to Mark Messier. Messier was an unbelievable player in Edmonton. He won five Stanley Cups there. He won a Stanley Cup there without Gretzky. Gretzky left to go to the Kings. He still won another one. But it wasn't until he won with the Rangers and ended the 54-year curse, or whatever you want to call it, that really has defined Messier and put him in a different stratosphere. And I think it's the same thing with Rodgers, and I think that's what Rodgers wants here. Now, is he a little kooky? Yeah. Is he flaky? Yeah. Is he a diva? Yeah. But I still think that. And just as far as the Olympic, this is the most unlikable Olympic basketball team that I can ever remember. I'll just leave it at that. I'm no fan of Kevin Durant. I'm no fan of LeBron James, and I am certainly no fan of the head coach, Kerr. So I don't want to get into any more than that. 888-808-1019. Chuck in Rutherford is on the Fan. Chuck, how are you?
Hey, Joe, how's it going?
What's up, Chuck?
I got a question.
Yep.
If the Mets were tied with the Braves for the last wild card and it came down to who would he have as the Mets pitcher?
Well, it would be a tiebreaker, right?
Yes.
I think they do tiebreakers, right? They wouldn't be playing a one-game playoff. I don't think so. I think it's a tiebreaker. So
yeah,
I don't know what's the record this year. They still got to play the Braves a bunch of times. So, you know, but I think it comes down to what they play, 13 games against them. So I think it comes down to tiebreakers there if they finished with the same record, you know?
Yeah. Well, hopefully I'm rooting for the Mets to keep this up. I got one other question. Did you have any relatives in Las Vegas?
Maybe. Why do you say that?
Because I had an aunt, Mary, that lived in Las Vegas that I knew was related to Edna Beningo.
Oh, yeah. That's Edna Beningo was my, she was married to my Uncle Charlie. Yes. So that's
true. Well, basically,
and
we're cousins.
Moved to Vegas. And she did move to Vegas. You're right about that.
Yeah, my Aunt Mary moved to Vegas, and I guess somehow we're related through marriage.
Okay, well, there you go. How about that? Your last name isn't Beningo, though, right?
No, it's Popek.
Okay. Wow, that's a name I remember from the Garfield days, right?
Yeah,
I remember that name.
Yeah, my father used to go to the tire place all the time down there.
Yeah. No, I remember the Popek name for sure. Yes, that is my aunt. Edna was my aunt. And she was married to my Uncle Charlie.
I bowled with her.
Oh, did you?
I bowled with her on the same team at Wellington Lanes.
Wow. That's going back a lot
of
years.
And Lodi, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those were the days when I could do. Yeah, well, I'm hoping the Mets keep this up and do something in the playoffs at least.
Yeah. Well, look, do you know what? Let's just keep doing what they're doing. I mean, they're playing pretty good baseball, so let's keep it up. Like I said, at least get one. Don't get swept in Seattle. You know, give me a minimum. If you get two, it's great. You get three, it's ridiculous. But, you know, at least come back with a 5-5 road trip, and we can live with it.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Odell Beckham Jr. made the catch with one hand for the touchdown. Wow, what a catch by the rookie.
Ridiculous.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Here you go. Here's the Run DMC version of Walk This Way. Right. Tremendous. Also one of the great lines too in rock music that I can't say. It's there, but I won't say what it is. Great.
No, look, it's your dancing, Joe, but guess what?
What?
Joe is dancing.
What's that?
No, it's your dancing, but you're dancing.
I am dancing. What's wrong with that? Nobody could see it, but I do all of this, Dan. You know me, Dove. I dance, I sing, I do a lot of different things. You know, maybe not well, but I do it anyway. You know? But this is a great version of that. Steve Tyler's got issues. I don't think he can sing anymore, right? Isn't he done?
Yes, they actually announced the retirement, no more tours.
Right.
A big letter to their fans thanking them.
Right. He's got, like, I think he's got vocal cord issues, right?
Yep.
Tyler? Wow. But that is a great version. Run DMC with Steve Tyler, right? Isn't he
Correct.
Part of it? Yeah, that is a great version of Walk This Way. 888-808-1019. Beningo for BT and Sal. Anthony in Bethel, Connecticut is on the fan. Anthony, how are you?
Hey, Joe, three quick ones. Yep. First off, the Down with the King, the Down with the King song with Run DMC, that's about God. They're saying, like, Down with the King, down being down with God. That was one of their songs
okay.
back in the day.
Okay.
So it's a little religious. Second thing, Durant yesterday, after barely beating Serbia, barely. I mean, they played a terrible game yesterday. His quote is, there's a lot of BS in America, but there's also good things, too. I mean,
is that what he said? He said there's a lot of BS in America, but there's also good things, too. So nice of Kevin. Kevin Durant, who's making 80 gazillion millions dollars a year to say that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. He said there's also great things, too. But, I mean, like you said, with Steve Kerr and some of these guys, I can't separate some of the things they've said in the past, but that's just me. Who cares?
I'm with you.
Moving on to the other
thing. I'm with you 100%. Go ahead.
Yeah. And the other thing, Joe, I'm just getting a little annoyed with the NFL. They keep coming out with these new stadium proposals. I don't know if you realize this. The Chicago Bears, right?
Okay.
Arrowhead, the Chiefs with Arrowhead. And now yesterday, the Browns come out with proposals for these, roof stadiums, all going to go indoors. And, you know, Jacksonville, they're going to go indoors. I used to like watching the games in the mist and the rain.
Right, of course, of course.
They're going to completely take the elements out of football. I mean, we're going to have a Chiefs game. You remember the Dolphin game when it was 20 below zero?
Yep.
It was awesome. And now they're going to put all these stadiums inside. The whole NFC North is going to be indoors. I mean, next thing you know, we're going to have the Giants are going to be the only people playing outside with the Jets.
That's terrible. Look, I'm with you, man. Look, I won't dispute this. Okay, they played in Soldier Field's a million years old. I know they renovated it. Look, I wouldn't have a problem with the Bears. With a new stadium, but you can't have an indoor. I'm sorry, you can't. I mean, really? I mean, to me, look, the Minnesota Vikings had one of the great home field advantages of all time. Okay, you know, Bud Grant, they're freezing out there. How many teams went into the old Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, and you know, couldn't handle the elements? The Dolphins, like you said, going into Kansas City last year for that playoff game, it was 20 below. They had no shot, and no chance in that game. But that's part of it. That's part of the home field advantage. And Arrowhead's been there for a million years, right? I mean, they're old. I mean, Arrowhead's old. Certainly Soldier Field's old. But the Browns, how long have they just got a new stadium? How old is their stadium? How old's Cleveland's stadium? And it's not that old. Is it even 20 years? I don't even think it's 20 years old. Now, I don't want to play. You know, indoor football, man. Come on. I always say this, too, right? Let's be honest. If the Super Bowl was played like it should be as the NFL championship game and not into this extravaganza, which, you know, transcends football and all, because that's really what it is. And they played the game in the home stadium of the, you know, let's say the team that had the best record, they played that game in their home stadium. You know, there'd be a lot of different outcomes in these Super Bowls, I can tell you that. The Buffalo Bills would have won at least one, I guarantee you that, if they had played a Super Bowl in the old Rich Stadium, whatever the name was, they get calls. We're here till Tiki and Loogie at 2 o'clock.
Annoy people on the quiet car and call the fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
All right, it's Jersey Mike's Yankees box office blitz. We got a pair of field level tickets to see the Bronx Bombers against the Texas Rangers at Yankee Stadium on Sunday, this Sunday, August 11th. Right now, be caller number 7 for Mickey, the great Mickey Mantle. 866-540-WFAN, 866-540-9326 for your chance to win. It's all from Jersey Mike's, the official sub-sandwich shop at the New York Yankees box office blitz, and the fan. The best, one of the great sandwiches you could ever have is the Jersey Mike's Chicken Philly Chicken cheesesteak. Tremendous. Tremendous. 888-808-1019. Beningo in the midday, just like the old days, without Evan, however. Filling in for BT and Sal. Jim in Bayside is on the fan. Hi, Jim.
Joe, great to hear you. Long time Jet fan.
you know, I actually feel, I don't know how to really judge Robert Saleh. I feel like he's been in the circus. The minute he spent most of his one coaching career getting up, having to spew out the biggest BS that they had this quarterback that was a royal screw up, but he couldn't come out and say it. Mm-hmm. Every once in a while, you hear an incident with him where he speaks out or he acts out or something that just where he, you know, it's almost like I'm in this circus. You know, he's got a kooky owner and a kooky brother. They're like these dynasties, like the DuPonts. They're all crazy, these people. He's got a quarterback who's a kook. So he's basically, you know, he's spending all his time. No, he's spending all his time just having to just make up these stupid press conferences. But I mean, my main point is that, you know, when you look at when Brady went to the Bucks, you know, whole different. He was basically. I'm becoming more enamored of Brady. And, you know, Belichick, Brady have always been public enemy number one, number two with the Jets. You know, before that, it was Shuler in Miami. And before that, it was the Raiders with Joe Willie. But
Now
I'm becoming like, I'm almost ready to get a Brady bobblehead. He went to the Bucks. He was professional. He was all about winning. He went there to win. He didn't really go there to show up Belichick. He didn't go there for any other reason. He brought Gronk in because he wanted to win. He would have sold Gronk down the river if he couldn't win. Brady comes in. It's just this feeling that he's kind of playing the Mets, playing the Jets. He's a mercenary.
Until further notice. You don't think Rodgers wants to come? You don't think Rodgers is coming here with something to prove? I mean, you don't think that?
I don't know. He has to show it.
Well, let me say this. I think Rodgers realizes what he becomes if he ever won a Super Bowl with this franchise. You know what I mean? Like he goes from being, okay, an all-time great first ballot Hall of Fame of walk-in to that. It becomes a different level. It's like what happened with Messier with the Rangers. I mean, the guy won 5 Stanley Cups with Edmonton, but the Rangers Stanley Cup put Messier on a different plane when he ended the, you know, 54 years. We're at 56 now. If Aaron Rodgers won a Super Bowl as a Jet, he goes into a different stratosphere. I mean, am I right? Do you agree with that?
Yeah. Let me say one thing. You know, because of what's happened locally in this area, my stomach's going to turn when I see Kevin Durant with a gold medal around. What he did to the Nets, I mean, that was a joke.
Go ahead.
That's what I'm worried about Rodgers' legacy. A guy that just comes in, cashes in, gets rid of a coach, brings in his own people that don't do any good, and now the franchise has to clean up the mess. Until further notice, he has to change my mind on that. Because he's a diva.
Okay.
And there seems to be a lot of distractions that I'm just tired of.
I don't disagree with a lot of what you're saying there. I mean, I think Rodgers is a diva. I'm not going to say that. He's certainly a little flaky, there's no doubt. But I think Rodgers came here for exactly what I'm saying. He knows what he becomes if he wins a Super Bowl, if he ends this hideous 56 years without a championship. He knows where his place goes. He goes into a different level. Like I said, to me, it's very similar to Mark Messier. Messier was an unbelievable player in Edmonton. He won 5. He won 5 Stanley Cups there. He won a Stanley Cup there without Gretzky. Gretzky left to go to the Kings. He still won another one. But it wasn't until he won with the Rangers and ended the 54-year curse, or whatever you want to call it, that really has defined Messier and put him in a different stratosphere. And I think it's the same thing with Rodgers, and I think that's what Rodgers wants here. Now, is he a little kooky? Yeah. Is he flaky? Yeah. Is he a diva? Yeah. But I still think that. And just as far as the Olympic, this is the most unlikable Olympic basketball team that I can ever remember. I'll just leave it at that. I'm no fan of Kevin Durant. I'm no fan of LeBron James, and I am certainly no fan of the head coach, Kerr. So I don't want to get it into any more than that. 888-808-1019. Chuck in Rutherford is on the Fan. Chuck, how are you?
Hey, Joe, how's it going?
What's up, Chuck?
I got a question.
Yep.
If the Mets were tied with the Braves for the last wild card and it came down to Who would he have as the Mets pitcher?
Well, they come. It would be a tiebreaker, right? Is it?
Yes.
I think they do tiebreakers, right? They wouldn't be playing a one-game playoff. I don't think so. I think it's a tiebreaker. So
yeah, I think you.
So whoever had, I don't know what the what's the record this year. With they still got to play the Braves a bunch of times. So, you know, but I think it comes down to what they play 13 games against them. So I think it comes down to tiebreakers there if they finished with the same record, you know.
Yeah. Well, hopefully I'm rooting for the Mets to keep this up. I got one other question. Did you have any relatives in Las Vegas?
Maybe. Why do you say that?
Because I had an aunt, Mary, that lived in Las Vegas that I knew was related to Edna Beningo.
Oh, yeah. That's Edna Beningo was my, she was married to my Uncle Charlie. Yes. So that's
true. Well, basically,
and she moved to Vegas. And she did move to Vegas. You're right about that.
Yeah, my Aunt Mary moved to Vegas, and I guess somehow we're related through marriage.
Okay, well, there you go. How about that? Your last name isn't Beningo, though, right?
No, it's Popek.
Okay. Wow, that's a name I remember from the Garfield days, right?
Yeah,
I remember that name.
Yeah, my father used to go to the tire place right. All the time down there.
Yeah, no, I remember the Popek name for sure. Yes, that is my aunt. Edna was my aunt. And she was married to my Uncle Charlie.
I bowled with her.
Oh, did you?
I bowled with her on the same team at Wellington Lanes.
Wow. That's going back a lot
of
years.
And Moda, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those were the days when I could do. Yeah, well, I'm hoping the Mets keep this up and do something in the playoffs at least.
Yeah. Well, look, do you know what? Let's just keep doing what they're doing. I mean, they're playing pretty good baseball, so let's keep it up. Like I said, at least get one. Don't get swept in Seattle. You know, give me a minimum. If you get two, it's great. You get three, it's ridiculous. But, you know, at least come back with a 5-5 road trip, and we can live with it.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Odell Beckham Jr. made the catch ridiculous. With one hand for the touchdown. Wow, what a catch by the rookie.
Ridiculous.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Here you go. Here's the Run DMC version of Walk This Way. Right. Tremendous. Also one of the great lines too in rock music that I can't say. It's there, but I won't say what it is. Great.
Now, look, I can see you dancing, Joe, but guess what?
What?
Joe is dancing.
What's that?
No, I can see you dancing, but you're dancing.
I am dancing. What's wrong with that? Nobody could see it, but I do all of this thing. You know me, Dove. I dance, I sing, I do a lot of different things. You know, maybe not well, but I do it anyway. You know? But this is a great version of that. Steve Tyler's got issues. I don't think he can sing anymore, right? Isn't he done?
Yes, they actually announced the retirement, no more tours.
Right.
A big letter to their fans thanking them.
Right. He's got, I think he's got vocal cord issues, right?
Yep.
Tyler? Wow. But that is a great version. Run DMC with Steve Tyler, right? Isn't he
correct.
Part of it? Yeah, that is a great version of Walk This Way. 888-808-1019. Beningo for BT and Sal. Anthony in Bethel, Connecticut is on the Fan. Anthony, how are you?
Hey Joe, three quick ones. Yep. First off, the Down with the King song with Run DMC. That's about God. They're saying like Down with the King, down being down with God. That was one of their songs.
Okay.
Back in the day.
Okay.
So it's a little religious. Second thing, Durant yesterday after barely beating Serbia, barely. I mean, they played a terrible game yesterday. His quote is: "There's a lot of BS in America, but there's also good things too." I mean,
is that what he like really said? He said, "There's a lot of BS in America, but there's also good things too." So nice of Kevin. Kevin Durant,
yeah,
who's making 80 gazillion millions dollars a year to say that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. He said there's also great things, too. But, I mean, like you said, with Steve Kerr and some of these guys, I can't separate some of the things they've said in the past, but that's just me. Who cares?
I'm with you.
Moving on to the other thing.
I'm with you 100%. Go ahead.
Yeah. And the other thing, Joe, I'm just getting a little annoyed with the NFL. They keep coming out with these new stadium proposals. I don't know if you realize this. The Chicago Bears, right?
Okay.
Arrowhead, the Chiefs with Arrowhead. And now yesterday, the Browns come out with proposals for these roof stadiums, all going to go indoors. And, you know, Jacksonville, they're going to go indoors. I used to like watching the games in the mist and the rain.
Right, of course.
They're gonna completely take the elements out of football. I mean, we're gonna have a Chiefs game. You remember the Dolphin game when it was
below zero? Yep.
It was awesome. And now they're gonna put all these stadiums inside. The whole NFC North is gonna be indoors. I mean, next thing you know, we're gonna have the Giants are gonna be the only people playing outside with the Jets.
That's terrible. Look, I'm with you, man. Look, I won't dispute this. Okay, they played in Soldier Field's a million years old. I know they renovated it. Look, I wouldn't have a problem with the Bears with a new stadium, but you can't have an indoor. I'm sorry, you can't. I mean, really? I mean, to me, the Minnesota Vikings had one of the great home field advantages of all time. Okay, you know, Bud Grant, they're freezing out there. How many teams went into the old Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, and couldn't handle the elements? The Dolphins, like you said, going into Kansas City last year for that playoff game. It was 20 below. They had no shot. They had no chance in that game. But that's part of it. That's part of the home field advantage. And Arrowhead's been there for a million years, right? I mean, they're old. I mean, Arrowhead's old. Certainly Soldier Field's old. But the Browns, how long have they just got a new stadium? How old is their stadium? How old's Cleveland's stadium? And it's not that old. Is it even 20 years? I don't even think it's 20 years old. Now, I don't want to play. You know, indoor football, man. Come on. I always say this, though, right? Let's be honest. If the Super Bowl was played like it should be as the NFL championship game and not into this extravaganza, which, you know, transcends football and all, because that's really what it is, and they played the game in the home stadium of the, you know, let's say the team that had the best record, they played that game in their home stadium, you know, there'd be a lot of different outcomes in these Super Bowls, I can tell you that. The Buffalo Bills would have won at least one. I guarantee you that. If they had played a Super Bowl in the old Rich Stadium, whatever the name is, I guess it's still there, but I don't know what they call it now. But, you know, I don't want to see a dome. I don't want a dome. I don't want a dome in with the Jets and the Giants. You agree with this, Pete? I don't want no domes. I hate domes.
Give me a dome for Citi Field, but I don't want
that either. Come on. By the baseball in a dome. Stop.
Yeah, I don't want the rain delays, though. I don't want. Last night in the Bronx was disgusting.
I get it, but that's part of the game. You know what? That's part of the game. Maybe if you cut the schedule down to, let's say, 144 games instead of 162, maybe you'd have a lot more time to, you know, play, you know, fill in games when you got rainouts. Maybe.
But Joe, that's money.
Well, it's never happening. No, I look, please, of course.
By the way,
they'll be playing 200 games before they play in 144. No, I get that.
By the way, the Brown Stadium was opened in 99.
Okay, so it is 25. But still, I mean, you know.
25 years, it's nothing.
No, I agree. Terrible. It's all about luxury boxes. It's all about, you know, PSLs. It's all about that. Unbelievable. Really terrible. And just wait. The day is coming when the Super Bowl is going to be streaming. You know it's coming, okay? Get ready. Get ready for the Super Bowl on Peacock, you know, right? If you don't think that's happening, believe me, it's coming. 888-808-1019. Frank in Syosset is on the Fan. Frank, how are you?
Joe, hi. I spoke to you once before. I asked you about the Giants secondary about a year ago. I had to call you because it started a football season. I heard you say probably a year ago, for some reason, it had to do with the Jets quarterback, that Greg Buttles won't come on the air with you. Is that going to change now that there's a different situation? They got Aaron Rodgers.
No. Why would it change? I mean, to me, here's the bottom line on Buttle. Now, he was a very good linebacker for my team. I'm not going to dispute that. Very good. Number 51, no doubt. Okay? He is a complete shill for the organization. I mean, I don't care how bad they are, okay? He's always got an excuse for how bad they are. And I don't want to hear that. Who wants to hear that? I don't want to hear it. And that's my issue with Buttle. So, I mean, I would certainly talk to him, all right? If Greg would want to come out with me, I'm good to go. But that's my issue with Buttle. He is such a shill for the franchise that hasn't won in 56 years. It's a joke. That's my problem.
I didn't know he was like that, Joe.
Have you ever listened to the post game show with him on the Jet, you know, on the Jet games on the radio? I mean, come on,
right.
Listen to him.
You know, I had an acquaintance with him when he had a bar in East Meadow.
Okay,
and first time you meet him, I think the linebackers, they got a screw loose. He came on kind of strong. I used to have a clothing business, and I used to give a private showing
Okay.
So one of his bartenders, her name was Vicky. She was like a Barbie doll.
Right.
And first time I met him, he's like, "Who's this?" And she's like, "Shut up, buy something." So then I ran into him a couple of times on the Long Island Railroad, and he was giving me his Newt Rockney speeches. Like, you know, I think he had a little respect for me that I was out there on my own. He's like, "You got to do it. Nobody's going to do it but you." So I've seen the guy after he warms up to you. He's got kind of a good heart. But when he first meets you, it comes on kind of strong, Joe. Yeah. But
I don't know Bottle personally. But my issue with Bottle is like what I said. You know, there's always an excuse for the team, no matter how bad they are. You know, they lose another brutal game, and, you know, he's giving excuses. I mean, that's my issue with that. He's a shill. He's an out-and-out shill for the Jets.
Right. I got to tell you, too, Joe, I'll let you go because I know a lot of people want to talk to you. I get a kick out of you on a Saturday with Zoo when you talk about Studios 54.
Oh, man.
You got more moves. You got more moves than X-Lax.
Yes.
Right, Joe?
No, I do. Let me tell you something. It's amazing.
More moves than...
You have no idea. And I tell you, one of the things that I regret is that I never got a chance to go to Studio 54. Now, they probably would have never let me in. You know, maybe if I would have went with some extremely attractive woman, maybe. Well, they would have let her in, but not me. That's probably what would have happened. But I used to do my moves at a place called the Marshmallow up in New City, New York, right? New City, Rockland County, not too far from where I live now. When I was in college... In the summers when I was home, I would go with my guys, a bunch of my buddies, and we'd go there like every Friday and Saturday night we were there, and we'd go dancing and, you know, all of that kind of thing, trying to pick up girls and all of that kind of thing. And that was a great place. But I never got a chance to go to Studio 54. I would have loved to have done that. 888-808-1019, Beningo, for the guys in the midday, for BT and Sal. We're back for the final hour right here till 2 o'clock. Tiki and Luke.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.